SNL star Pete Davidson blasted for mocking Staten Island business owners protesting lockdowns. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 7, 2020. A supporter of Staten Island, New York, bar owners Danny Presti and Keith McAlarney slammed Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson for mocking the business owners as babies and queers for protesting the lockdowns forcing businesses to close. "I kind of almost feel like the ignorance level is so high now that you have mega millionaires who are in the national spotlight, like the folks on Saturday Night Live," said community activist John Tobacco, referring to Davidson. Davidson, who also hails from Staten Island, mocked Presti and Alarney, who recently protested against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's restrictions on indoor drinking and dining, calling the bar owners as babies and queers. "And instead of making fun of their friends and the local business owners who are broke, crushed, and bankrupt, what they want to do is go on national TV and try to humiliate the little man when he's down," continued Tobacco of Davidson. "And to me, that's quite disgusting. Watch below." Presti and Alarney, who own Max Public House in Staten Island, had kept their bar open past curfew and served patrons indoors, in apparent violation of Orange Zone restrictions, causing Presti to be taken away in handcuffs by sheriffs. "As I mentioned before, my dad is a member of the NYPD, the King of Staten Island. Davidson's dad was a proud fireman and a great friend of mine," continued Tobacco, referring to the King of Staten Island, a semi-autobiographical film starring Davidson, which includes the loss of the comedian's father, a firefighter and first responder who died as a result of the 9/11 attacks. "And I saw Staten Islanders heavily come out and support him, his mom, his family, and everyone else in a time of need after 9/11, said Tobacco. "I cried for his father. So when I hear stuff like this, it hits me emotionally." During Saturday's episode of SNL, Davidson said the anti-lockdown protests in Staten Island made residents look like babies. "I'm just happy I'm no longer the first thing people think when they say what's the worst thing about Staten Island," said Davidson. "They're making us look like babies. You know it's bad when even people in Boston are like, drink at home, you queers. Watch below." During the press conference, Presti stated when the investigation into the matter is completed, it will conclude that he did nothing wrong. "I have nothing but respect for the NYPD and other law enforcement," said Presti. "I think when the investigation is complete, you're going to find out that I did nothing wrong." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.